Well, hello people. That's right, it's Friday night again, and I've got together a couple of news items. But first I'd like to talk about these Karens you see everywhere nowadays. Seems there are rather a lot of them, doesn't there? But they've been around forever. And we see them now only because we have phones that can record stuff, and there's more cameras around than ever before. Before, people used to say they met these crazy femons, but they didn't really believe them, did they? Because let's be honest, no normal human being can act like that, can they? Well, the videos prove they can, and do. And what's going on there with them? Well, they're acting like little children, aren't they? Spoiled little children. And they're acting entitled and privileged, of course. And they're asking for attention, a lot of it. And the trouble is, these femons don't get charged with anything. They cause all this chaos and drama all about nothing, and then they just walk away. If they started charging these femons, you'd sure see a difference, I'm telling you. They could use the antisocial behaviour law, couldn't they? It's definitely antisocial behaviour. But let's not normalise it, because it's not normal human behaviour, is it? Even for a femon. They're doing it because they get away with it. So what do you guys think about that one? Anyway, so here's a femon. And she's done some before and after her breast implants. Mostly every femon today has breast implants. They're faking their genetics, aren't they? And most of them all say they had it done for their own self-confidence. What a bunch of bullcrap. Surely nobody believes that crap anymore from them. They have it done to get more attention. From who? Men. And what with the way they cake makeup on their faces now and their breast implants and God knows what else, they are complete fakes, aren't they? How about working on your brains? Nope, unfortunately femons are just superficial as usual. But they still want men to take them very seriously. Anyway, here's the other picture with them done, I suppose. Well, at least she didn't go with a real big size like a lot of them do. You see, I'm not really a breast man myself. And even if I was, it's a bag of silicone in there you're putting your hands on. And that doesn't do anything for me at all. Femons are in the area where they try to attract the man greatly by false and fake stuff. But if there's nobody home when the man gets there, it won't last very long. Spending every evening staring at her tits gets boring fast. And I'm afraid that's the case for the modern femon. Well, you know what I do. I do just like a lot of men do. They get the bog roll or toilet roll and stick it down their trousers, nice tight trousers, and then walk down the street. To show it off gives me such a buzz. I just feel so more confident about myself. Anyway, moving on to the next news item, which is a bit of a strange one. And this happened in a hospital in Germany. There was a 79-year-old femon on a ventilator, basically keeping her alive. But this other 72-year-old femon got annoyed about the sound of the ventilator and went and switched it off. The alarms went off and people rushed in and tried to revive this person, and they got him revived okay. And told this 72-year-old femon that it keeps them alive, she must not switch it off. But later on that day, she switched it off again. I mean, it's an annoying noise, I suppose. Better for them to die, I suppose. Much quieter. Now obviously this 70-year-old femon has something quite wrong with her. But it's not sort of abnormal for a femon to think this way, is it? And do sort of stupid things like this. Anyway, she was arrested and taken to a judge. Not sure if she was sent to jail or not, or what she got. But I believe she was charged with attempted murder, really. Which is basically what it is. A very strange story indeed, isn't it, guys? Anyway, here's another picture of a femon here. Now, she looks kind of rough in this picture, because she's been arrested. But you see the well-defined eyebrows, of course. But she doesn't look nothing like this on her social media pages. She has a ton of makeup on, dressed in lingerie, of course, with all the filters on, of course. And she looks stunning. And this femon is a mother as well, of a very young son. Well, she was. She went out and left the baby alone in a room with no windows or fan at 27 degrees centigrade for 2 hours. She then came back into the room, but she took a phone call and never checked on the child for another 30 minutes. Then when she checked the child, it was unresponsive, so she called an ambulance. But unfortunately, the little boy died, and they also found a fractured skull the boy had as well. So is this one real good mother, right? Now apparently the femon smokes a lot of marijuana. She was probably more thinking about her pictures on the social media than she was the little boy. They're just so self-centered and up their own asses all the time, these femons. and a little helpless boy has lost his life. And you know what? She only got 2 years. And how much real jail time will she actually really do? Is this teaching her a lesson? No, of course not. It's a slap on the wrist. And she's probably a typical femme blames everything else but herself. And it was her fault all the way that this boy lost his life. And she should be fixed to not have any other children the rest of her life. And also not allowed to adopt. And the sad thing, at least in the UK at least, say this little child was a dog instead, she'd probably get more jail time for that. So the last story is about age. Now this femon who is 60 years old went into Waitrose and she bought a bottle of wine. And when she went to pay for it, they asked for ID. I don't know, to me she looks old enough. Well, that's the trouble, it was probably a young person and they've been told to do this and they don't think outside the box or common sense. They just do what they're told. And it kind of embarrassed a 6-year-old femon that she had to get her ID out to show. She probably didn't feel like a grown-up. And it's another thing creeping into the young generation. They are the eyes and ears of the government. And sometimes they use this thing for control, power. They're asking for ID because he's a very stupid person. Or they want to enforce some control over this person. Maybe belittle them as well. Now let's say you're something like about, I don't know, 25, 30 and somebody asked you for your ID. That could be kind of flattering. But not in this case. And I don't normally agree with femons, but I agree with this 6-year-old femon in this one. But that's how ridiculous the world we live in has become. Hold it, I hear something singing. You see, I've got these new bottles of beer. When they reach a certain temperature, just before they're going to freeze, they sing and let me know. So I must go get it. Take it easy, fellas.